Let's go to John, 1 John 4 and 7. 1 John 4 and 7. We're gonna get ready to roll. He said, beloved, let us love one another. He wants us to love one another. He wants us to live in unity. He wants us to live in peace with one another. That's why he came, that he wants us to have the love of God for one another. He wants us to help one another. Notice what it says right here in 7 now. It said, beloved, let us love one another, for the love is of God. Let's have, if we got that God kind of love, then we can love one another as Christ loved us. He loved us and we love him now. Why? Because he first loved us. We weren't all correct. We weren't all right. We weren't all this and that. But guess what? He looked beyond the fault and seen the need in our life, and he just kept on loving us. And eventually, one day, we realized that we need him. We want him to be part of our life, and we submitted, and we turned to him. And everyone that loved is born of God and know God. The only way that we can love him is to know God. We got to know him. Not just about him, but we got to know him in an intimate way, in a personal way. How can we forgive the way God forgave? How can we act the way God act in situation and circumstance? We have to know him. And by knowing him, what he said there on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. When they was killing him, taking his very life, he prayed for those. Can you pray for those that you know are doing you wrong? Can you pray for those that are really trying to cause you harm and damage? Come on now. Is we there yet? When we get to know him, we can do it. When we get to know him, not just about him, but to know him in an intimate, in a personal way. My last thought of a train of thought is this here. I could ask anybody in here, nobody don't have to raise their hand. How many of you know who is the president of the United States is right now? And every hand in here will go. I'll submit him to you. You don't really know him. You just know of him. The only way you can know him, you got to go up there with him on one of them big resorts that he have there. One of them big mansions that he have there. And y'all begin to drink some Kool-Aid and talk about some things. And you share some things with him. He shares some things with you. Then you get to know him. And that's the way it is, God. We need to sit down. We need to read about him. We need to meditate on his love. We need to talk to him. We need to pray. And I want you to know, he'll manifest himself to you. He'll speak to you. He'll speak to you when he don't speak to others that don't have time for him. That's how we get to know him, knowing Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave. And that's what it's all about this time of year, is giving and giving. Let's not be named among those that's taken. Just taken. We'll take. But let's be one that want to give and show love and demonstrate some love. Let the love of God activate in our lives. Amen. So let's just go today with the peace of God, the joy of the Lord, and just being thankful for what he have done for us, what he did that no other individual would have done, and that sent their only begotten son down here to die for your sins and my sins and the sins of this world. Wow, that we could get in right standing, right relationship with him.